Chapter 10. Zara. I stand anxiously in the waiting room, wringing my hands and absent-mindedly rubbing my talisman as I wait for Owen to return. Part of me still can't believe that Elias, the brave and unflinching ranger, is a Nightingale rebel. He fought beside us at Forest Hill, and by all appearances did it to defend the kingdom, including the king and the conclave. This is madness, I think, pacing the small room for perhaps the 100th time. Is there no one left on Bihalia who we can trust? Talon watches me from his place on the bench, the lecherous gleam that had been in his eyes all but vanished. Instead, he looks contemplative, his angular face scrunched up in a perpetual frown. The other rangers, I didn't catch their names, had left the palace at some point, muttering something about needing to send a missive to the Master Warden. When the door finally opens again, admitting a sorrowful-looking Owen, I practically gasp in relief, rushing up to his side and grabbing his arm. "How did it go?" I ask. "Is everything all right?" His eyebrows are knit together in a look of sadness, mixed with frustration, but he nods.
"Yes," he replies. "Everything is all right."
Talon comes up behind me, pulling out the hatchet from his belt and handing it over to Owen.
"Did you spit in his treasonous face?"
I shoot a glare at him over my shoulder, but Owen doesn't seem bothered by his comment.
"No," he says with a sigh. "But I did tell him how I feel. That man is no longer my master. He's a traitor and a liar, but I'll follow him to Dunmar City. What other choice do I have? I must do as the king has commanded."
Disheartened, but understanding, I reach up and wrap him in a hug. He leans into it and rests his hand in the small of my back, some of the tension melting away from his posture. After a few seconds, I release him and step back, offering him an encouraging smile.
"Well," Talon says, shrugging and giving Owen a hesitant grin, "I guess we're both orphan apprentices now. Officially, anyway."
"Yeah," Owen replies, though he doesn't share his friend's mirth.
An uncomfortable silence follows, and all three of us stand there, not really knowing what we should say. Finally, I speak up, breaking the silence in an attempt to change the topic of conversation. "After you left, the head stewardess spoke to us. She gave us the location of our meeting place and let us know that we would be leaving on our journey tomorrow morning. She said we should spend the rest of the day readying our things and saying our goodbyes."
"Ian and the others are planning on returning to the Ashwood," Talon adds, scratching his chin. "They're sending a carrier bird to the lodge to bring word ahead of them. Don't worry, though. I let them know that I would be going with you, not with them."
This actually seems to bring a faint smile to Owen's lips.
"I wasn't worried," he says, fingering his hatchet before sliding it into his belt loop.
"Well, I should probably go," I say after a moment, smoothing out the front of my robes. "There are some things I need to take care of before we set off on yet another grand expedition." I hesitate, then grab Owen in another hug, this one much quicker than the one before. Blushing, I say farewell to both of them, then leave the waiting chamber, setting off for the conclave. As I go, I can hear Talon muttering to Owen,
"Rather fond of touching you, isn't she?"
This causes my blush to deepen. By the time I finally make it back to the conclave, it's already well into the afternoon. I step out of my carriage and make my way immediately to the Azure Tower, flagging down stewards and instructing them to begin the process of packing up my things. We'll no doubt be riding on horseback through the mountains, so I'll have to pack light, but I make sure they're aware of bringing the essentials. Satisfied they can take care of the rest, I exit my rooms and descend a flight of stairs, making my way to the sky bridge leading to the Pillar of Radiance. There are books I need to secure for the journey, but before that, I need to say goodbye to two people in particular. First,
I take a lift down to the great library, where I traverse the maze of bookshelves. As always, the vast chamber is lit by massive chandeliers, providing the perfect amount of light to read by, though I pay them little heed. Instead, I focus my attention on navigating the twisting pathways to the center of the library, where I finally manage to find Richard sitting behind a desk, a pile of dusty-looking scrolls resting in front of him. He perks up as I approach, his eyes lighting up as I walk toward his desk. Then, upon seeing my face, his expression falters, turning into one of concern.
"What's wrong?"
he asks, pushing himself to his feet. "Am I really that easy to read?" I ask. He nods.
"Like a book."
I sigh. "I've just been commanded by the king to leave the city on an assignment. I'll be departing first thing in the morning."
"Oh," he replies, a look of sadness coming over him. "How long will you be gone?"
"I'm not sure," I answer honestly. "And I'm not sure if I'm really supposed to talk about it. It's important, though, and it could quite possibly be very dangerous."
He studies me for a moment before responding. "Well," he says, forcing a smile, "if anyone could handle a dangerous assignment from the King of Tarsinium, it's you. There's a lot going on nowadays, but I'm sure you'll manage to save the kingdom while you're out there."
I open my mouth to say something, then hesitate, not really sure on how to approach my next request. He seems to notice my hesitation, his expression growing apprehensive.
"You didn't come here simply to say goodbye to me, did you?"
I shake my head. "No, I didn't." He nods as if this were something that he'd expected all along.
"You want books, don't you?"
"Maybe." I give him an innocent-looking smile. He lets out a sigh, his shoulders slumping somewhat.
"You know the rules, Zara. Even mages aren't allowed to take books outside of the conclave. I could ruin my chances of becoming a steward."
"I understand," I reply, taking a persistent step toward him. "But this is important, Richard. The very realm hangs in the balance, and the knowledge contained in those books could help give me an edge when I'm out there fighting rebels or demons, or light knows what else. I promise that once I get back, I'll put in a good word for you with the High Magus. That's got to count for something, right?" I look into his eyes and give him a pleading look. "Will you help me? Please?" He stares at me for a moment, considering. It's as if I can actually feel the struggle going on inside of him. Finally, he deflates, letting out a long breath, shoulders sagging.
"Fine," he says, looking down. "I'll do it for you, Zara. Light help me, but I want to do everything I can to help you."
I grin, taking another step forward and pulling him into an embrace. "Light? I've been doing this a lot lately." "Thank you," I say softly into his ear. He stiffens, not sure of how to react, and after a moment, pats me awkwardly on the back. Letting go, I immediately begin listing off the books I will require. "I need anything you have on the Nightingales, preferably something older and not doctored with by the royal archivists. Ancient lineages would also be great, and whatever you can find on ancient magic as well. I'm particularly interested in spell books that predate the Doom."
"Is that all?"
he asks, reaching up and rubbing his temples, as if I've just given him a headache. "If you find anything on the R'lyeh that I haven't already read, I'll take that too." I give him as sweet a smile as I can muster. "Thank you so much, Richard. I really do appreciate it."
"Don't mention it,"
he replies gruffly, going back to sit at his desk.
"I'll make sure to smuggle the books out of the library tonight. They'll be dropped off at your rooms before you depart."
I turn to leave, making my way back to the lifts, but stop as he speaks up again.
"Oh, and Zara?"
I look over my shoulder, regarding him curiously.
I meant what I said earlier, about you saving the kingdom. I'm not sure what you're wrapped up in, but whatever it is, I'm sure that Zara Denel can handle it.
He smiles sadly at me, then says,
Best of luck to you. I hope we meet again soon.
Me too, I reply truthfully. Thanks again, Richard, for everything.
With that, I round a bookshelf and disappear, my heart feeling heavy as a stone. Something deep down tells me it will be some time before our paths cross again. The lift takes me to the top of the tower, where the Circle of Magisters have their offices and meeting rooms. I step out into the hall, walking past the secretary and several of the most powerful mages in the kingdom. No one gives me so much as a second glance as I go by, continuing their conversations as if I'm merely one of their own. So strange to think that only a few months ago I was an initiate at the academy. Now I'm welcome in the most secure places in the entire conclave. I shake my head in bewilderment as I make my way to the High Magus's office at the end of the hall. I find the door to Sylvania's office slightly ajar. Approaching, I push it open and see that her desk is empty. Perplexed, I look around and find her standing before a carved statue set into an alcove on the far wall. The bust is of a regal-looking woman with wise eyes, staring forward with indomitable determination. She looks more like a goddess than a natural person, with chiseled yet delicate features and hair perfectly framing her face. Near the bottom of the statue, which rests upon a short pillar, is a depiction of a talisman, the mock source crystal cut from blue sapphire and resting on her neckline. The High Magus does not look back at me as I come to stand behind her.
I assume the meeting with the king went well?
Her voice is pensive, as though she is deep in thought regarding other things. Obviously, the High Magus would know I was summoned by the king, even if I'd never told her.
As well as one could expect, I reply, glancing past her to stare at the bust of the regal woman.
Has that always been there?
The man has little respect for the conclave, she says, still studying the statue. He thinks that his power is absolute, as if his royal bloodline is what protects the people of this kingdom from destruction, and not the Ark.
She shakes her head.
Arrogant. Insufferable.
I remain silent, uncomfortable with the king being so openly denigrated. The High Magus sighs.
He should have gone directly to the Circle. The fact that he reached out directly to you and the Ranger's apprentice shows how little he regards our authority.
She turns to look at me, her face a careful, emotionless mask.
But of course, you didn't come here to hear me prattle on about our beloved monarch.
He asked me to go on a mission for him.
I know, she replies. He wants you to go to Dunmar City.
My surprise is written plainly on my face. Spies, I guess.
A High Magus must retain her secrets, she replies cryptically. They help me keep this place fully functioning.
For an instant she appears tired, as if weighed down by her many responsibilities. Then her expression becomes stern once more.
Nevertheless, I know of what transpired in Aethelgar's court, as well as where you will be going on the morrow.
And what are your thoughts on the matter? I ask, genuinely interested in what she thinks about the king's command. I find myself desperate for guidance, yearning for her to give me sage advice before I once again leave the city.
Honestly, I'm not certain, she answers, and I try not to let my disappointment show.
She pauses before continuing, then gestures back at the statue.
Do you know who this is? She asks,
the pensive tone returning to her voice. I shake my head. I'm afraid I don't, High Magus.
This, she explains, is Sophronia Kent, the High Magus who helped create the Ark of Radiance. It was because of her that mankind was able to survive the doom, and her genius built the Conclave into what it is today, a bastion for magical learning and innovation.
Oh, I reply, feeling stupid. Every new mage at the Academy knows who Sophronia Kent was. In the 1,000 or so years since her death, she has achieved an almost mythical reputation.
She was a High Magus for the ages, Sylvania goes on, admiring the bust with a distant look in her eyes. She took a fractured world and ensured that a little piece of it was able to survive. Sometimes I wonder that if she were here, what she would do in my place. I open my mouth to reply, then close it. Somehow it feels like no response is the best response in this situation. Sylvania seems to consider her own words for a moment, gazing at the bust, before finally turning to regard me.
I give you permission to leave the Conclave on this mission, and my blessing as well. If the King requires this of you, then you must go, but be sure to keep your wits about you.
She lowers her voice and leans forward, eyes narrowing conspiratorially.
I don't trust the King. Men like him are only interested in two things, maintaining their power and finding more of it to sate their lust. Do not fall prey to his words of flattery, for they are only just that. You are sharp and keen, young Magus. Use your qualities and follow your instincts. They will serve you well.
Yes, High Magus, I reply, feeling more than a little uneasy. Her words confirm the many rumors I've heard about the King, and now that I'm in his service, I worry that I might be stepping into something more dangerous than I previously thought. Why can't anything ever be simple, I think regretfully. It seems that every time I turn around, there's another plot threatening to tear everything apart. And yet, her words of praise surprise me, though at the same time they bring me some reassurance.
Sylvania takes a step back and looks me over, her face softening and a faint smile gracing her lips.
You're a fine mage, Zara Dennell, one of the brightest I have had the privilege of knowing. Be safe out there, and let me know if there is anything I can do to aid you on your quest.
I thank her and say farewell, heading over to the Azure Tower to ready my things. Once again I prepare to embark on another journey. With any luck, this one will be much less eventful than the one before.